Hello, Ron speaking.
Hey, Ron, this is Ruben at the Bank of Carter for returning your call. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Ruben. How are you?
Doing well. Pretty busy. Can you give me your business name so I can look you up? I couldn't look you up by that phone number.
The Clean Team.
The Clean Team.
The Clean Team. We had one. We bought a trailer and stuff, and you did a lease, and we paid it off.
When did you finalize those payments?
I don't know. It's maybe a year ago or more. I don't know.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Oh, you bought it from Detail King in the past. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Great. What are you looking for right now?
Well, a couple things. I bought a couple, three pieces of equipment and just put it on my credit card here recently. And I've got a couple more pieces I want to buy.
Okay.
I'd rather kind of spread it, spread them out a little bit, because my credit card, they're going to charge me a ton of money on it if I don't pay it off in 9 months.
Yeah, absolutely. How much equipment have you recently purchased?
By the time I get done getting what I need to get done, it's going to be about $6,000 worth of smaller equipment.
Okay.
But I may get another a trailer from Detail King.
How much does that run?
It's only going to be a little cheaper than the other one, about $12,000.
So the total, you might be looking at something around $18,000, give or take?
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember what we borrowed originally on that original. I think $20,000 or something.
So let's do this. I'm sorry?
Do you remember what we borrowed originally that we paid off?
I think there's two files. So I actually had the file for the equipment for like $6,500 or something around there. But did you say you already ordered the equipment, or did you already pay for it?
I already paid for some of it. I haven't paid for the trailer yet.
Has it arrived yet?
No. Two pieces. Two buffers have.
Gotcha.
Still in the box.
So, I don't know what your relationship is with Detail King, but we might be able to do one package for you and just pay them and have them give you the money back. It really depends on kind of the program you get approved for. Ron, just to make sure I've got your correct information, I've got your social ending in 1671, and you still living at 8108 River Bay. Is that correct?
Correct.
So, Ron, the one thing I don't know if I have is, what's your email address?
You've been sending me emails. It's RRICA.
They don't come through my system. They come through our. So, give me one second. But if it's correct, it should be there. So, you said RR?
ICH.
Okay.
714 at Comcast.net.
Oh, I see this. We have two very similar emails, that's why. So rrich714 at comcast.net?
Right.
So what I'm going to do, Ron, is I'm just going to reply to an email right now. What are your annual sales right now?
Well, probably 120 to 150.
Okay.
But I'm not going to give you tax records for that. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, we don't require that.
Okay. We've been very successful, and we're going to expand the business, and I'm going to take on a partner so I don't have to work so hard and all that bullshit.
Are you in front of a computer?
Yeah.
So I'm sending you a credit application. Let's do this. All right, I'm sending you a credit application right now. So the only thing I remember with Detail King is that I think if they sell the trailer directly or goes through someone else. Let me see if I can find out.
They go through somebody else. They don't make the trailer.
Gotcha.
I think they, you know, they help rig it up some and whatever they do.
Gotcha. I'm just trying to see what we did last time, that's why.
I have a very good record with Detail King at this point in time.
Yeah, it looks like we actually only funded one deal. We only did the equipment for you. I don't think we did the trailer. Is that correct?
I don't remember now.
Yeah, it looks like we just did the equipment. But, yeah, let's see what we can do to put this together for you. I can always reach out to Detail King and let them know what we can do.
Well, why does Detail King need to be involved?
Oh, I thought that was the vendor you were going with.
Yeah, I'm going to buy stuff from him, but I don't know what.
I'm sorry, can you hear me, Ron? The line's a little
funny. Yeah, I can hear you. I mean, I don't know what Detail King had to do with it.
Oh, I thought they were vendor.
I'm buying the equipment. Yeah, I'm going to buy the equipment from them, and I want to finance it through you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not trying to create any waves. It's completely your choice. So I think the way that our system works, if and hopefully it's a good match, is we have to pay. We generally pay a vendor. So we have to pay a vendor, which means we have to pay them for the equipment. So I wouldn't have to reach out to them now, but before funding, I would have
I don't think I want to get involved in that then. You sent me this email, said you'd give me $150,000 to operate my business.
I
want to finance $12,000 and you don't want to do it.
It's not that I... Please don't take this the wrong way, Ron. My intention. My funding team sends out... My operations team, they send out... And I'm pretty low on the totem pole. They send out general emails that qualify pre-qualified customers. If we do an equipment... I'm not trying to create any waves. That's the last thing I want to do with an existing customer. When we fund transactions that are equipment-based, we have to pay a supplier. So we have to pay an equipment dealer. Like, we have to pay someone... You know, if they invoice you, we have to pay them.
Borrow operating capital then.
Oh, yeah, we do have a product. I was about to say, we do have a product that if you don't want to go that route, just so you don't know, it's called a working capital loan. Have you ever done that before or no?
No.
Okay, it's just to be very clear, it's pretty expensive because it's an unsecured loan, but we give you cash based on your sales. Generally, they do about 10 to 20% of your gross sales based on your bank statements.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on that stuff then. I'll talk to Detail King, but, you know, I mean, they send me these emails, say they're going to cut our rates in half and our things in half and everything else, and then, you know, I call and talk to you, and you say your rates are high, and...
Well, for unsecured capital, they're high. For equipment, they're very low right now. So we have two very different products. One is an equipment loan, which is a secured loan, where we do a loan against a piece of equipment or a trailer or anything of that nature. As part of that transaction, we have to pay a vendor. So we don't ever send the money to the customer's account unless they've already paid for it. We can do that. We can reimburse you. But we either see a trail. We see the trail of paper where we say, let's say you bought equipment, we would reimburse you. But if we're paying the vendor directly, we pay them.
Okay.
Then we also have another product, which is, and I'm not trying to like, my goal is not to, you know, beat anyone up. Our marketing team sends out tons of emails. But the other product we have is a unsecured capital loan, which is a working capital loan, which is a great product where customers can access cash and really do whatever they want with the cash. We do about 10 to 20% of your gross sales, so usually about 1 to 2 of your monthly sales based on your bank statements. So if you do, say, 10, 15 grand a month, you can potentially get, you know, 15 to 30 grand in cash. But because
that's based on your bank statement.
Correct. However, I think the thing you're hinting at, and I'm not trying to beat you up, I'm trying to just talk to you like a real person. A lot of customers don't necessarily want to provide tax returns. We have programs where we're not the IRS, we're not here to investigate them. We actually will do deals where as long as we can verify that the money goes in and out of the bank account, we can always shoot for the stars. So we're not going to force you to provide a tax return. We have programs that do require tax returns, we have programs that don't require tax returns.
Okay.
It looks like in my notes here, I think you finance the equipment only with Bank of Cardiff, is actually an affiliate of ours, and then you actually bought the trailer, I think, yourself. That's what I'm seeing in my notes, because I only see one transaction in the system for you, and that was
How much was it?
Like I said, I think it was $6,500 and change, but let me get the exact amount. So it was, and it looks like that was, you're paying a company called Time Payment Corporation, is that correct? Ron?
I was. I paid it off.
Actually, you paid it off. So we financed $6,487.70, and that was paid off years ago, actually. It looks like that was paid off about 2 years ago. I think.
All right, okay. But then this time payment, is that part of your guys, or what is that deal?
Yeah, no, we're an originator loan, so we'll either do the loan or lease ourselves or assign it to a brokerage to a servicer. So they it looks like Cardiff brokered that out to time payment. You pay them off. You're completely whole with them, it looks like.
Okay.
But I believe on the trailer and is a titled vehicle, so there's a few different extra hoops on that. I mean, I don't want to be invasive at all. Do you want to call me? You want to think about what we can do and maybe call me back? I'm not trying to like put any pressure on anyone.
I'll call you back. Hey, listen, I've got another. I bought a steamer through Viper Rhino, and I think they financed that with you guys.
I don't think so. We don't. I only see one transaction in the system. Would it be under a different BAME?
Be underneath Clean Team or Ron Richards.
I don't see that in my system, although I can do some research. I only see, let's see.
Well, I was just talking with people. That's one of the equipment I wanted to buy, and they said, well, do you want to look again? And do a lease. And I said, well, what have I got on this other lease? I pay like, I don't know, $150.
I think I figured this out. I think this happened. I believe we got you approved for a credit card in the past. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so.
Really? I thought there were some notes of a credit card. I think the whole challenge was the trailer. Titled vehicles really are kind of a weird specialty of ours, and whether it goes to the vendor or not, it's about dealer licensing. So basically, it's not like... It's nothing that is your problem, it's our problem, so to speak. But no, I don't see any equipment where we financed a Viper thing. I just don't see that. I can't say whether it's wrong or not, but I don't see that in my system.
Well, they told me to call you. I asked them, I'll get the loan number and call somebody and find out what it is.
Yeah, I can see if I can pull it off if you want to stay with me real quick. Is that okay?
Yeah, just see. I mean, does it have anything else under my name that's active right now?
Say that again?
Do you have anything under my name with your company that's active right now?
That's active? I don't.
Yeah.
Is there another email that we'd have on you for you?
No, it's only email I got. Yeah, I got for you.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay, I was just hopeful we could do something here. I don't know. I mean, I'll just figure out something else or go to the bank or something.
I mean, we definitely cash
for most of the shit, but I just, you know, same thing last time. I could have paid cash for some of it too. Apparently, I did. But
I think if you want me to, though, I mean, I'm more than happy to get you, Ron, I'm more than happy to get you approved and see if you'd be interested in the approval. I mean, if you want me to, I'm not trying to, like I said, I'm not trying to push you on any charge.
No, I think I'll just wait. But hold on just a second. Don, you have that credit card. I'll dig it out. I'll call him back. I want to see what that lease thing is. I'll just think about it a while and I'll figure out. I mean, I've paid for it, so, and I can pick it for the trailer, too, if I need to.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like your concern is us calling the vendor. Is that correct?
I don't want it. Last time, it took 4 months to get that trailer bought. I'm not kidding you. It took 4 fucking months. And I'm not going to do that now. I mean, I'm going to need it in a month or so, and, you know, I got to get it going.
Okay. I mean, what I can do is this.
We went round and round with Detail King, you, Detail King. I'm serious. I mean, I think I started on that thing sometime in December or something, and I didn't get that trailer almost April.
Okay. I mean, I can definitely have
a lot of paperwork and a lot of bullshit. And
I can definitely have like a supervisor reach out to you. Unfortunately, you know, like I said, I'm quite low on the totem pole here, so my ability to kind of do that is limited.
Tell somebody if they want to finance the deal for me, give me a decent deal on it. We'll try to do something. But I can call Detail King and we can do something with that. But I'm not going to dick with it for 4 months. I know that.
I think the whole challenge was, and I could be completely incorrect, but when we do a titled vehicle, basically there's two ways we do titled vehicles. So one is we go to a dealer and they have like a car dealer, like a dealer license number. And we just pay them for, like, DMV and stuff. The other way, which is really common, this is not a bad thing, this is very common, and I can't say if this is accurate, but there's a lot of other vendors we work with who do trailers, and basically they'll buy a trailer from someone else, but they don't necessarily have a dealer license because they take the trailer and they outfit and resell it. However, that's just considered, even though it sounds very weird, it's not considered a dealer sale for our programs. It's called what's called a private party sale. But we do private party sales all day long. If you want, it sounds like you just want a quick answer. So here's what I can do for you. If you want to send me the application, the bank statements, I can get back to you within 24 hours and tell you, hey, Ron, here's what I can do for you. I would have to call the vendor to make sure I understood paying them so I don't waste your time. But I could get back, I could call them, talk to you in 24 hours, and give you, here's an answer. If you want to work with your bank, completely understand, but that's what I could do for you.
All right, well, just go ahead and send that app, and I'll try to get on it. I won't be able to do it this week, but I'll do it next week. The other thing is, and you know, I mean, I understand when the first time we went around and we talked about this, I had no track record in this business. You know, I mean, I've built the business from nothing to $150,000 in 4 years.
Yeah, that will help you get a better.
It's not like I'm some new guy starting out again, you know.
I never said you were. I completely understand that.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll try to do something. I know that they. I'll call those people back. I got to talk to them tomorrow anyway.
And Ron, what's your credit score, by the way?
I have no idea.
You have good credit. Okay. I mean,
I don't get on my credit score. I'm sure it's okay.
Okay. One thing I'd share with you, and it's not like me trying to turn away your business, but yeah. I've had a lot of customers. Traditional banks right now doing business loans are very, very difficult to deal with the exception of title vehicles, especially when title vehicles are under 50 grand. I've had a lot of clients who have recently gone to their local bank, and their local bank, I just had a customer who I gave a great deal to, and they went to their credit union, and because they were financing a vehicle, I mean, I don't lie to my customers. I'm like, I heard the deal. I was like, dude, take the deal. Like, we can't compete. Take the deal. So one thing I always encourage customers is titled vehicles are considered really, really strong collateral. And a lot of credit unions and local banks, they give rates that, honestly, we can't compete with. It's nothing. It's impossible for us to compete with. So I also encourage customers to go to their local bank, not because we want to dissuade their business, but just to do bite right them. Because sometimes the deals these local banks have for these trailers, anything with a title, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, I may give that a try because I don't know. I mean, I know you buy a car. I mean, we just bought a car. My wife just bought a car.
Yeah, because what you're trying to accomplish is, and I think this is what kind of hits the nail on the head, with your local vendor, when you're due a loan with your local bank, they just send the money to you, and you've got like 10 days to send them the title. That's how it usually works, or 30 days. Because we do business financing, we have a whole rigmarole to go through. So based on what you're telling me, and just out of respect, your local bank might have a much easier process than us, and that's just the truth of the matter. So
let me take a look at that, and then I'll try to find out what the other loan number is so I can call up your office. See what I call to find out on a lease, equipment lease. It's just a $2,500 lease, and I think the payments are only $150 a month on it or something for 2 years or something.
They're not through us. Who are you paying?
Well, on the credit card, it says you guys.
The credit card?
Yeah, it's set up for a monthly credit card payment. I don't even write checks or anything on it.
But it's Bank of Cardiff doesn't debit anyone's account, traditionally.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me see. Maybe I was wrong.
No, it's fine. I'm here to help, dude.
Okay. It was time payment they set it up on. That's fine.
Okay, yeah, that's one and the same, but that was already paid off, you said, correct?
No, I don't know. Here's what I've been doing, and you don't hear my story, but I've been working 7 days a week, 16 hours a day. I just don't have time to sit in the office and dig all this shit up. I just thought I'd call you and see.
I think with time payment, I think you're on a lease with option to own, but that seems to be a pretty old, there's like a buyout at the end, but that's a pretty old transaction. I believe that was done in 2014. So I don't know if you, like, usually the way their transactions work, and this is just from my understanding, they give you a buyout option. So the buyout option, they say, hey, look, if you want to buy out this equipment, here's your buyout. Or some people sometimes say, hey, I just want to keep paying. I don't want to buy it out. But if you're keep paying, there's like really no point. So I would give time payment a call and say, hey, look, I want to buy out this equipment because you might have been paying for like a year or two just for no reason. I mean,
I always do that. When people tell me I shouldn't buy it. That's okay. Listen, go ahead and send me that app.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. It sounds like you might have done a second transaction with time payment directly. Is that maybe it?
No, I went through Viper Rhino. Same thing, you know, they get, you know, you just call up and it's like, it was like a 30, 30-second approval, and they say, here's your payments, and go.
And so that's probably a different transaction than the one through us.
Okay, man. I got to go. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you. Bye-bye.